Hey Fed Ed, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be viewing something from Southern Draw Cigars. Now if you've followed the reviews, we're pretty high on the Southern Draw Cigars. They make excellent cigars. Robert Holt was kind enough to send some samples for review and some samples for the Sharing Our Pairing show. And Rob just recently featured it with the guys from Developing Palettes. So if you haven't checked out that episode of Sharing Our Pairings, definitely check it out. So this is the Southern Draw Kudzu, but it's a very specific type of kudzu. It's the Code Duelo. What does that mean? Well, first of all, they're sold in a two-pack, and really the core idea behind this is to settle your problems like gentlemen. So instead of the olden days when you might settle it with rapiers, you might settle it with pistols at dawn or at noon, settle with cigars. So now this particular cigar comes with a wrapper that comes around both cigars, comes in a humidity pack. So it's sold as a two-pack, and the MSRP on that is $21.99. And there are some rules to this. Before I get into rules, talk about the blend here. It's got an Ecuador and Habano Oscuro wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and Nicaraguan fillers. And you can see it's kind of got that that funky, almost diadema shape to it, where it's got pointed end here. Small tip here for lighting, and I know some people say they have some challenges lighting a small tip like that. I can't say I've really had that issue. As long as you have a good light to start with, it should smoke all the way through. Talking about the rules of the Code Duelo, the challenger needs to share their conflict or grievance directly with the challenger in private. The challenged decides the cigars for the duel. Now this comes in a Firethorn or the Kudzu, so there's two different options, and they come in two different sizes, so you've got some options there. Once they've chosen, they have to be tuned for identical appearance, reliability, and accuracy, and then the challenger decides the field of honor, which is essentially the location of the duel, and then the challenge accepts the location or they request an alternative location. Then both parties cut and light their cigars. Robert recommends a single wooden match. Now, I'm not going with matches today, but I am going to do it in an elegant way as possible, which is my normal method. And then they allow themselves to talk openly, uninterrupted, and in respectable tones. And then the parties agree upon a resolution in terms of the matter. If they do, it's considered settled, or the parties agree to work towards an amenable final resolution and proceed in earnest towards a specific goal. Maybe a second pack is needed to rehash the resolution until they come to a satisfactory conclusion. But to me, I'm just smoking this by myself today, so here we go. Talking about the nose, it's got this really sweet leather on the wrapper. A little bit of spice underneath that. Fantastic. Foot's going to be tough because it's such a small foot. If anything, I'm getting a little bit of cedar and hay out of the foot. So that's enough. I want to smoke this bad boy. Now, if you're curious about my cutting and lighting method, you can check out the video, how I like to cut and light my cigar. How I like to light and cut my cigar really is more apt. Now, I should have a sufficient light there. Now, you've got a pointed cap. I am still going to use my Zycar V-cutter here. I actually find that sometimes it works really well in torpedo cap. Nice spicy start. Nice, rich, sweet spices in the retrohale. The draw is pretty resistant, but you can see I'm getting a lot of smoke production, even off of a bit of a tight draw there. No issues with the burn at all, obviously. Some nice sweet cedar on the regular draw here. So we'll let this cigar settle in because we're really at the nipple point here. So we'll give it a couple minutes to settle in and talk about the flavors that develop. Two quick things to comment on here before we get into the flavor profile. Smoking the, you can see it's a box press. It's got a really nice box press. It's very comfortably in the mouth. And it's a 6x56, so 6 inches by 56 ring gauge. I find oftentimes with a box press that it tends to bring the ring gauge down. So even though it's a 56, it kind of feels like a Robusto, like a 52 or even a 50. Passing the 10-minute mark here on the Southern Draw Kudzu Code Duelo. Profile's really settled into this really nice, sweet, somewhat spicy, and by somewhat spicy I mean like at most a medium, so it's not an overpowering spice. And there's a little bit of a undercurrent of leather there. Very good, very easy, smokable. The draw is excellent. You can see the burn is excellent. I haven't touched this up at all since I just lit that little tip. So again, if you light up the tip properly, giggity, then it smokes just fine. So we'll check back in as this progresses and get further in. Passing the 30-minute mark, kind of losing track of time here because, again, the flavor profile settled into this wonderful, spicy, rich, nuanced, sweet. It just kind of takes over my profile and kind of distracts me from what I'm doing, which is probably the intent of the cigar. Really getting into the middle third here. You see that the ash is holding tight. Burn is pretty clean. I mean, you wouldn't call it razor sharp, but really it's as close to razor sharp as you can get. Really enjoyed the first third. So we'll see how this cigar proceeds as it gets into the middle third here. Passing the 40-minute mark here, just about to take the first band off there. And some sweetness is picked up as it enters the middle third here. Kind of pushing the spices down a little bit on the retrohale. Spices are still there. It's got a nice bite to it going into the post-draw. Very rich. The leather that was in the first third is kind of being pushed aside. It's being replaced a little bit by some cedar. So we'll see how the middle third progresses. Middle third's kind of on the downslope here, so approaching the final third. The cedar continued to pick up in intensity. The spices and that intense pepper on the retrohale that kind of hit on the post-draw really falling off here. So the cigar is dialing back in intensity in some of the flavors, but they're all blending together for a rich, nuanced experience here. Very, very good. Retrohale still has this really nice sweet, spicy combination. I put it at about a medium strength. It's got about 5-10 minutes here before we get into the last third, and we'll see how that goes. Passing the hour 15-minute mark, and that cedar just continues to pick up in intensity. Sitting at about a medium plus now, so it's really dominating the regular draw on the retrohale. More of the cedar on the retrohale. Still some of the sweet spices there, but they're being pushed aside. There's a bit of a delayed pepper on the post-draw, and it kind of lingers between draws. Very pleasant last third. You can see, again, the ash is holding very, very well. Signs of a good constructed cigar. We'll see where the rest of the last third goes. Hopefully there's some more notes before we finish up here. Passing the hour and a half mark. Really no other flavors developing in the last third. Just kind of settled in. Very enjoyable. Been a very enjoyable smoke overall. Wrapping up the review of the Southern Draw Code Duello Kudzu. And it was in the 6x56 box press. Very enjoyable cigar. I love the idea behind this cigar. How you're supposed to settle your differences with somebody by smoking, again, as a two-pack. It's really intended to sit down and sort of hash things out. I really like that idea. It's a cool concept, nice packaging, very enjoyable cigar. If you enjoyed the review, make sure you give us an up thumbs, up vote, up arrow. If you want to toss us a comment, you can do so on our YouTube channel. You can always email me, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Make sure to check back next week for another Cigar Federation video review. Thanks very much.